This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen. Muhammadu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Tasliman kathiran kathira. Fama ba'du. My brothers and sisters, we talked about the niyyah, we talked about the benefit of deeds, the importance of earning and eating halal, because if you earn or eat haram, then the deeds are not accepted. We have the hadith where Rasulullah ﷺ said there was a man who was praying and making dua. And he was saying, Ya Rab, Ya Rab, Ya Rab. And Rasulullah ﷺ said, his clothes are haram, his food is haram, his earnings are haram, how will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answer him? So it is a prerequisite for our deeds to be accepted that we nourish ourselves with halal and we actually, meaning we earn halal and we eat halal. Today I want to remind myself anew about the importance of preserving the deeds. Because like money, we can earn money, and then that money can be wasted, it can be stolen, it can be spent in foolish places. So at the end of the day, you are still poor. When you need money, it's not there, even though you earned it. So what happened to all this money? As you know, as at least some of you know, I'm a corporate consultant. And one of the things I do is help companies become more productive. So when we find that a company is not as productive as it can be, and people are usually saying, you know, we must increase our sales and our sales are not enough, I tell them, first fix the leaks. So what are leaks? Leaks is where your operation is inefficient and your effort and your money is leaking. If you have leaks, it's like a barrel. Now this barrel has water and the water is leaking. So you say, this water level is falling, I must increase the water level. So somebody says the best way to increase the water level is put a pressure hose and pump in water into this barrel with great force. What will happen if you do that? The speed at which the water is leaking will increase. Right? Originally, the leak was a little bit like a trickle. Now, it will be a spurt because of the pressure of water. If you want the water level not to drop, you have to first fix the leaks. If you fix the leaks, even the regular water which is coming into the barrel will fill the barrel. You don't even need the extra water. The same thing with our amal. The first thing to do, if we want our amal, our deeds to grow, good deeds to grow, is fix the leaks. What are the leaks? One leak is to be careless with sin. This is one of the things that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned. He said the difference between a muttaqi and a person who has no taqwa is that when a muttaqi, a person of taqwa, when he does even the small thing wrong, he feels as if there is a big rock which is suspended on top of him and it will crush him at any moment. So immediately he makes istighfar, he makes tawbah, he seeks repentance and turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas a person who has no taqwa, even if he does commits a major sin, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said for him it's like a fly sitting on his nose. He's thinking, ah, I just do that, the fly will go away. So, being unconscious or being careless with sin, one of the biggest, major, most major sins is to deliberately miss salah. It is haram. We have the hadith of Mr. Sallam. He said, وَمَنْ عَرَضَهَا فَقَدْ كَفَرَ الْحَدُ الَّذِي بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَهُمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمَنْ عَرَضَهَا فَقَدْ كَفَرَ. He said, the ahad, the differentiation between the non-Muslim and the Muslim is the salah, and the one who leaves it, deliberately leaves it, has left Islam. Major sin. To delay salah because of this and that and the other, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَوَيْلُ لِلْمُسَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. A very major sin is telling lies. It may look like a small thing for us, you know, it's okay, this is part of culture. Major, major sin to tell lies. We have this hadith from Mr. Salam. A man came to him and said, Ya Rasulullah, I do many wrong things. I do a lot of haram stuff. But, alhamdulillah, I got some, you know, my conscience is not happy with that. So I've come to you. But I am being fair, I am being frank with you. I cannot leave everything. But for you, I will leave one thing. So tell me, what can I leave? If you tell me to leave everything, I can't do it. One thing. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, don't lie. Speak the truth. So the man thought this is easy. You know, he did not say don't do zina, don't drink, don't do this, don't tell lies. He said, this is easy. And then what happens? He wants to now go to do whatever he wants to do, which is wrong. And thought comes to him, tomorrow when I meet the Nabi alayhi salam, if he asks me, what were you doing? What did you do last evening? What will I tell him? I said, I can't lie. And obviously, I can't go to him and say, I did this. Leaving that one thing, that leaving one lying, not lying, cured him from everything. All his evil went away. So it looks like a small thing. It's not small. Another major sin, which is part of now our social life, is ghibah. Is bad talking people. Slandering people. And what adds to that, is this social media compounds it? There was a time if I needed to, did ghibat of somebody, I would tell someone face to face, right? So it's one person. Now maybe he will carry to someone, maybe he will not, maybe it just dies with one person, maybe it goes to another person, dies with that. But today, that same thing I put onto Facebook or I put onto a WhatsApp thing and so on, it is eternal. This thing will be floating in cyberspace maybe 100 years after I'm dead. Earning for me sayyiat. Earning for me sayyiat. You know, there is this famous hadith of the Messenger of Allah. He said there will be people on the day of judgment who will come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with good deeds the size of mountains. Now imagine what kind of life that person would have lived, right? His good deeds are like a mountain. So, wallah, how many hajj and umrah and this and salah and sadaqat and God knows what. Good deeds the size of a mountain. And when they come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the same time, there will be a long line of people. And these people will be people who they have wronged, who they have, maybe they killed somebody, maybe they killed somebody's honor, maybe they slandered somebody, maybe they beat somebody, maybe they took away somebody's right, and so on and so forth. Long line of people. Now, on the day of judgment, what is the currency? What is the currency? Not US dollar, right? Hasanat, currency is deeds. Currency is deeds. So these people will come and they will say, Ya Rab, I have come for my right from this man. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, okay, he slandered you. Here is so many hasanat. You take it and go. Next one will come. Ya Rab, my right. Now this will happen until that entire mountain of good deeds is gone. But the line is still there. The line of people demanding justice is still there. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of course knows, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now he has no deeds. Now what shall I do? How will I give you justice? They will say, Arab, give my evil deeds to him. Rasulullah said, this will be done, and that person will be thrown into the hellfire carrying other people's evil deeds. Right? You know, when I first read this hadith, I thought to myself, of course, hadith is right. It's a Sahih hadith. But I thought to myself, how can someone do so much evil? You know, I'm just logically thinking, how can someone do so much evil that a mountain worth of good deeds is gone, and plus on top of that, he's getting a mountain of bad deeds and going to Jahannam? How is this possible? Until I remembered this. This will last. The only eternal thing in life is Facebook. Think about that. One message will circulate and we go round and round and round and round and round and round, and you are dead and gone into your cover. That thing is earning stuff for you. Please, save yourself. I remind myself, let me save myself. It doesn't matter. Don't do all these good deeds. Don't even come and pray Tarawih. Pray four rakat and go away. But stop sinning. Stop sinning. Stop doing ghibah. Stop backbiting. Stop criticizing people. I mentioned yesterday, the first thing that happens, the moment you get some shower of deen, you start pointing fingers. Look at him, look at him. Don't look at anybody, look at yourself. Look at yourself. The purpose of the knowledge of Islam is to improve myself. Nothing else. Nothing else. With the knowledge of Islam, if my actions, if my condition is not better today than it was yesterday, then one day is wasted. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, for a Muslim, no 2 days are equal. Each day, he or she is better than they were the previous day. That is the only purpose. The moment I learn something more about Islam, don't look at somebody else. Even if someone will come, shaitan will send people. They will say, you know, brother, this guy here, from there, he did this. That's not your job. That is not your job. Look at yourself. What am I doing? What is the quality of my salah? What is the quality of my akhlaq? The first thing that Rasulullah, the very first message that Rasulullah gave when he came to Medina was, what was it? Very first thing. Afshu salam. Afshu salam. He said, spread salam. Greet each other. Ask yourself, how many times when you enter a place, somebody is sitting there, do you say salam alaikum? How many of us know when, especially, you know, mashallah, alhamdulillah, you know, so many beautiful faces, all of you pray and regularly pray and so on and so forth. Human beings are people of habit. So you will see in a masjid, if somebody prays, they usually pray in the same place. Right? We don't have any marked places in the masjid, but out of habit, usually we stand in the same place. Ask yourself, do you know the name of the person who prays to you, prays next to you every day? Just the name. What else do you know about them? We are supposed to know about each other. How else will you help somebody if somebody needs help? But the reality is, for most of us, we do not even know the name of a person. For some of us, we pray next to them 5 times a day. And then one day, the person is not there. We say, brother, who? You know that guy? And we try to describe him. This ethnicity is from this place, that place, what? He has a name. He has a name, right? He prays next to you every single day. How long does it take you to say, Salaam Alaikum, what's your name, what's my name? And we don't do it. And that is the very first thing. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Afshu Salaam. So let us remember to do good and to preserve this good, guard this good. Because that good will get stolen by shaitan. Final point, shaitan steals in 2 ways. One, he steals in this way, which is that when you have done some good, he makes you do something evil which takes away the good. Ghibat, for example, backbiting, what happens to backbiting? Your good deeds are gone into somebody else's account. Somebody came to Imam Shafi'i Rahmatullah, they said, so and so is bad talking you. So he sent some fruit to him. He said, this is my gift to you. Because I believe you have been bad talking me. Let me give you some gift. Because I am getting your good deeds. Right? So you have some banana. So one way is this. Shaitan makes you do something which cancels out your good deed. The other way in which Shaitan does is he makes you do something which has less value compared to something which has more value. Maximize the thing. Maximize the thing. The good deed is for you. It's not for anybody else. Maximize the thing. So this is what Shaitan does. Shaitan makes you, he gets you, makes you lazy, right? At the time of Salah, don't go and pray. You pray. I'm not stopping you to pray. Well, don't go for Salah. Don't go to the masjid. Just pray at home. We were having a little conversation here between Azan and Iqama. My brother said, we pray Turakata Sun. I said, where is the Turakata? Huh? Is there Turakata Sun? First of all, there is. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Bain al-Adha wa Iqama Rakatain. He said, between the Adhan and Iqama, there are two Rakat. So it is there. But my point is, even if it is not there, two Rakat of Salah is two Rakat of Salah, right? Alhamdulillah. In Ramadan, you pray two Rakat Dafil, it's the reward of Fard. But sitting and having this conversation, is there two Rakat, two Rakat? There is no benefit in this. And it could also be potentially harmful. This is what Shaitan does. You're sitting here in the Saf, instead of praying to Rakat, you're having this conversation. What good is it? So Shaitan makes us do this. So catch this as soon as it's happening. Leave it, stand up, pray, ask Allah for forgiveness. Inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan wa salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.